From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's been a long time since Congressman Tom DeLay had to sweat a primary challenge. Until recently, the Texas Republican was one of the most powerful and most feared men in Washington, a longtime House Majority Leader with 22 years in Congress. But after corruption investigations, congressional reprimands, and a criminal indictment on campaign violations, DeLay has entered new political terrain. Political watchers predict that he'll likely win his party nomination tomorrow. If that happens, they'll be looking closely at the margin of victory. A weak showing could mean trouble for DeLay in the November election when he faces off against a Democratic challenger and a Democratic party that's hankering for payback. One of those political watchers joins us now. He's Wayne Slater. He's the Austin bureau chief for the Dallas Morning News. Wayne, good to talk to you.
Michelle, good to be with you.
So even though Tom DeLay is expected to win tomorrow, in a larger sense, he's waging the fight of his life?
Absolutely. I mean, who could have thought, not just 3 or 4 years ago, but a year ago, that Tom DeLay, who has won this district in suburban Houston every 2 years for 2 decades, would be in a fight for his life. But that's exactly where he is.
And his challenger, Tom Campbell, can you tell us a little bit about him?
Well, Campbell's an interesting guy. He's a former counsel to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a Bush appointee, a serious one of three Republican candidates, and he's a serious candidate. What he's doing in this race is essentially leveling an attack on DeLay, albeit somewhat subtle, but an attack on the issue of DeLay's integrity. In fact, one of the Campbell ads has a series of residents in the Sugar Land District repeating the word, "Vote for Tom Campbell. He's the one with integrity."
Well, I imagine that if DeLay does win tomorrow, he'll be facing a similar message from the Democrats in the general election.
Already is. In fact, the Democrats in this race likely will be Nick Lampson, a former congressman who was ousted as a result of the new redistricted map that Tom DeLay was all a part of and was the subject of his current legal problem here in Texas. And Lampson's already talking about matters of integrity and lobbyists and Tom DeLay. And to make matters worse, although, as you said, DeLay is expected to win his primary tomorrow, the most recent Houston Chronicle poll shows that Lampson, if the election were held today, would actually beat DeLay in a district that he's owned for 2 decades and a district that is predominantly Republican.
You know, we've said this a couple of times that he's expected to win tomorrow, but how much stock should we really place in those polls? I mean, he's not really faced a strong challenge, so we could see some surprises tomorrow.
Well, we could. I mean, anything can happen, let me tell you. The problem really is that DeLay has the 30 times as much money as his Republican challengers in this race. The real measure in the importance of what's happening tomorrow is not that DeLay is likely to lose in a Republican primary, but that the inconceivable, something inconceivable a year or two ago, could happen. And that is that one or two or three of these Republican challengers could get enough vote that DeLay's margin of victory is reduced, and he looks somewhat hobbled going into the November general election. That's a real problem, a public relations problem for him, but with Abramoff and the trial and other things likely continuing in the news between now and November, it's the problem he doesn't need.
Now, the Republican Party there in Texas, they're saying that the outsiders really don't understand the 22nd district. They say that people there really care about one thing, is having someone in Washington who can deliver for the home folk.
I think there's a good argument to be made that that's true. You know, I've talked to people in the district, and DeLay still has, among Republicans, an enormous amount of support. People understand that ultimately the issue of who brings home the bacon is a very important one, and that Tom DeLay has been an important figure in that district for a long, long time. At the same time, that recent Houston Chronicle poll indicates that DeLay has begun to see even his Republican support erode. Now, he likely will maintain a Republican support in November, but if Republican voters are turning away from him, independent voters don't seem to like him, and Democrat voters want him beat badly, that's not a good formula for the months ahead.
Good to talk to you, Wayne. Thanks so much.
Good to be with you, Michelle.
Wayne Slater is the Austin bureau chief for the Dallas Morning News.